It will actually also go through and replace all of the high voltage wiring for the runway and replace all of the lighting on the runway itself with new LED lighting. In addition to this, it will also replace the supplemental wind cone at the end of runway 31 with a new LED fixture and the wind cones on runway 725 at Isor End with a new LED fixture as well. Those should have been taken care of in the project last year, but didn't get included into the design, and so they still had the old wind cones there, and one of them was in really bad shape, so we decided to include them in this project and get it all taken care of. This project will then have the entire airfield rewired with all new high and low voltage wiring throughout the airfield, and all the lighting on the airfield will now be LED.